This is our Fueling Excellence Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health. And this week, it's Jenna Kareem of the Candor basketball team in a must-win game against Groton. She had 15 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 steals. So what was it like to have a performance like that in a game that could have been your last of this season?
I really just told our teammates that, like you said, it could be our last game, so we all had to play hard. And I knew it could have been a last game, so I just stepped up and played as hard as I could.
That's awesome, man. And going into the game, did you feel any pressure being that this was a must-win game?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I was more nervous about it being my last game because that's always sad.
Yeah, so how does it feel to now know that your season isn't over and you get to play tomorrow as well?
It's good, but again, I have that nerve-wracking feeling because it could be a last game, so I just have to go on and playing as hard as I can.
And of course, you teamed up with Braylon Hornick for this one, who had 19 rebounds in this game. So very, very impressive performances from both of you. So what's it like to have that 1-2 punch on the basketball court this season?
It's really good. We bond very well together, even not just on the basketball court, but on the volleyball court too. So having that connection going into basketball and looking for her is just something I can look out for.
Yeah, and you mentioned the volleyball team. You guys won the state championship this year. So how much confidence did that give you heading into basketball season to go out on top in volleyball?
A lot, actually. We were just talking today about how it'd be cool to go into that atmosphere again about being in a state tournament.
Mm-hmm. And to being a multi-sport athlete, so what kind of dedication does that take to excel at both volleyball and in basketball?
It's a lot of dedication. It's a lot of time and hard work that's getting put in, practice after practice. I mean, yesterday I went from basketball to volleyball practice. It's a lot of time, but it's fun. I love it.
So you're still practicing volleyball in the winter season?
Yeah, I do a club volleyball team.
Huh. That's a busy schedule. So
yeah.
When did you find out you could excel at both these sports?
Well, I did do cheerleading until about 10th grade. So around 10th grade, I started doing both of them.
And did you play basketball before basketball and volleyball before 10th grade?
Yeah, I played until 8th grade, and then I took a few years off.
So during that break, how did it feel to come back from that break and still be able to perform at this level?
It was good. It was nerve-wracking because, I mean, everybody was playing all those years. I wasn't, so I just had to work hard and get back to it.
That's awesome. And I want to go back to having this win. It's been an up-and-down season for you guys, but to have it culminate in a big win over Groton, it wasn't exactly close either. You guys really pulled away when it really counted. So what does it say about your team to all come together in a game like that? That you guys had to win?
I'm very proud of our team, actually, because in the beginning of the season, we had a slow start because volleyball was still going, so it was like we were all tired, and nobody really thought that we would make it to sectional, so watching us pull through and actually make it is really exciting.
That's great, and that transition, you guys don't get any breaks from going all the way in volleyball to basketball, so how do you deal with without a break right into basketball season?
You just have to change your mindset. I mean, yeah, it was good to have an undefeated season for volleyball, but basketball is a completely different sport, so you have to change your mindset and just go with it.
That's great. And before we let you go, Jenna, we'd like to do what's called the Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where we ask you 5 questions to get you to know your personality. I mean, you were the Fueling Excellence Athlete of the Week last semester, so you're familiar with this. So you ready?
Yep.
Great. All right, let's do it.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
First off, what is your favorite food after one of those long practices, long games in basketball and volleyball? What do you like to chow down on?
Chicken and rice. Chicken. And a banana.
Nice. That's healthy. That's very healthy. All right. So what's your pump-up song before you hit the court?
Oh, boy. Probably UCLA. We have it in our warm-up, so...
Is that the UCLA fight song?
No, it's like, I guess you could say like a rap, but not really
okay.
Rap.
I see. And what's your favorite movie of all time?
The Notebook.
sappy. All right. What would you say is your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
The blue kind.
The blue kind. Blue for candor. Yeah. Very nice. All right. And last but not least, what is your hidden talent?
I don't really know. I don't do anything other than sports, so there's...
That's fair. I mean, that is a tough question to answer. So, well, thank you for joining us, Jenna. Congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week, and best of luck in sectionals tomorrow.
Thank you.